Taoiseach, in the past number of days, the Taoiseach has sought to pit nurses against nurses by claiming that student nurses are being exploited by other nurses on our hospital wards. Now, that statement is simply not true. The reality is that student nurses are plugging the gaps in a health system that is under severe pressure. Our student nurses do amazing work. And you, Taoiseach, have worked in our hospitals. I'm sure you've seen that at first hand. But the INMO are crystal clear on the issue. They know that it is no use pitting nurses against nurses, whether they're in training or not. Phil Nyehe, the INMO General Secretary, said recently, "Our students are being taken for granted. They are facing huge workloads and risking COVID-19 infection, and while they're doing indispensable work, they are getting no financial recognition for their efforts." She went on to say that extra work, serious risk and other sources of income being cut, student nurses and midwives are getting a raw deal. It is beyond time to respect their contribution and to pay them. The message is simple: stop exploiting student nurses and midwives. So, Taoiseach, you can see that the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation are very clear in relation to this issue. It is not nurses who are exploiting nurses. They are being exploited by the present system. The Taoiseach also said that he wanted examples of student nurses performing specific duties. Let me recount to you one of the many examples that we in Sinn Féin have received from student nurses over the last number of days. One nurse, Marie, contacted us to say, "As a first-year nurse, I would work all morning getting patients washed, showered and dressed alone, as there was often no healthcare assistance. Then I had to record vital signs for a whole ward, which was usually up to 30 patients. In second year, I remember one specific time, after a patient of ours sadly passed away, we had to get the patient ready for the family to see them. I washed the patient with the nurse, cleaned his face, dressed him in a new gown, and lay him out comfortably so he looked peaceful and ready for his family. That was my first time of many doing that. I carried on with the rest of my day, caring for other patients. I drove home that night in silence." She went on to say, "I remember in third year dealing with a patient who had a major hemorrhage on the general medical ward that was waiting for a bed to open in ICU. The patient went into cardiac arrest. I ran for the crash cart. I alerted the nurse's station to call the cardiac team, and I did chest compressions to try and keep the patient alive. The patient unfortunately died. I drove home in silence that night and couldn't talk to my mother." Now, Taoiseach, is any of that not real work? That's what student nurses are asking, and asking particularly the Taoiseach after the comments that have been made. The Taoiseach set out that a review is underway. I had a look back at the Minister for Health's answers to questions on this issue. In October, he responded to a parliamentary question and he said, and I quote, that the review would be concluded in the coming days. It is now the middle of December. So what has taken so long for this issue to be addressed, an issue that must be addressed? And can I ask you this important question? Will any additional payments, if they are to be made, for our student nurses and midwives be backdated to the beginning of the new academic year? So can you answer, particularly to the student nurses who may be watching, other nurses on the wards, and the people who genuinely believe that this exploitation of student nurses must come to an end, will this government reverse its decision and ensure that they're properly remunerated? Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy. Taoiseach.
Thanks very much, Deputy, for raising this important issue. And yes, indeed, from my time working in the Public Health Service, from my time as Minister for Health, I'm very aware of the contribution that student nurses and student midwives make to our health service, and also the limitations in what a student can do and provide in our health service, whether it's a therapy student or a nursing student or a medical student or any other student. There's been a lot of talk on this issue and a lot of debate on this issue in the past week or so. There haven't been as many facts as there ought to have been. So let me set out five facts that we all should be aware of. The motion at all last week was party politics. It was non-binding. It was unfunded. If it had passed, it would not have been worth a single euro to a single student nurse. It was designed to make the government look bad, the opposition look good, and do nothing at all for student nurses. Public pay is not voted on in the Dáil, ever. Public pay is negotiated between the government and trade unions, and negotiations are now underway on the next pay deal. Student nurses are paid for their fourth year for 32 weeks, and they're counted as part of the staff. And in the first wave of the pandemic, I, as Taoiseach with Simon Harris, took a decision to take them on as healthcare assistants, those in the earlier years, because we thought the hospitals might get overwhelmed and we were anticipating a surge. Thankfully, that surge never happened, but it was still the right decision to take them on as healthcare assistants. But that was only ever on a temporary basis, and we said so at the time. Third, we have provided the pandemic unemployment payment to student nurses who worked as healthcare assistants in nursing homes and had to give up those jobs because we asked them not to be in two clinical settings. And that pandemic unemployment payment is being paid. For nurses who are in year one, two, and three, they're the unpaid years. Like all other students on a degree course, they're not paid. They spend a lot of time in lectures, in labs, and libraries, and on supervised work experience or placements. And when you do a degree course, it is not the norm to be paid for that. This is a degree course now. It's not an apprenticeship or a cadetship. That's a very different thing, a very old model, and a model we decided we wanted to move away from 20 years ago after the Nursing Commission. However, I do think that where student nurses are acting up, where they're filling in for a staff nurse, where they're doing the work of a staff nurse because a ward or a clinical area is understaffed, well, I do think they should be paid for that, quite frankly. And that does happen in education, HDIPs. Student teachers don't get paid for their clinical placements or their work experience, but they do sometimes get paid when they supervise, when they take over for a teacher that's absent. And I think in those circumstances, it's absolutely right that student nurses should be paid for that work that they do, and that includes those in first year, second year, and third year. So this is an issue that the government is engaging on, wants to continue to engage on, will speak to the INMO and SIP2 Healthcare Division about this, and as you said, a review of allowances is underway. But as is always the case, matters of public pay will be negotiated between the government on the one hand and unions on the other. That's how it's done. That's how we all want it to be done. It's the best way to do it. It's not based on emotion in the Dáil. That's just pure politics.
Honestly, it is politics that has left our student nurses unpaid. Your coalition party and government put out a statement on its Facebook page suggesting that these student nurses aren't involved in real work. Very hurtful. Many student nurses have contacted TDs across the chamber, particularly the opposition, to outline the real work that they do in hospital wards. The fact that other nurses, staff nurses, have also contacted us, and doctors and consultants, as I raised with you last week, acknowledging the fact if it wasn't for the student nurses, the system would simply collapse because the system is under severe pressure. Last week, a motion was brought forward by TDs, Chakti Dela, messengers of the people, carrying a clear message to this Parliament that the public want to make sure that our student nurses who've stepped into the breach in the middle of a pandemic, put themselves and their family at risk, should be rewarded, should not be expected to man our staff or wards during this pandemic and be paid nothing for it. That is what Chakti Dela put forward. Your government put forward an amendment which gave no commitment to paying student nurses for the work that they've done.
Thank you, Deputy.
So this is a political issue because government has decided to turn their face against this issue.
Deputy, thank you.
Government is now coming under sustained pressure. And let me finish on this, Gaston Corlea. We will not give up until student nurses are properly remunerated for the work that they've done.
Thank you,
and you should hear the calls loud and clear from the public right across the state that they back fully our student nurses in this demand.
I think the Deputy's response, again, emotion over facts, typical conduct of populists, in many ways proved the veracity of my response. I set down five facts. He questioned none of them. The way he's speaking, he's almost making out like this was a Sinn Féin motion. It wasn't a Sinn Féin motion. It was a people before profit motion. Sinn Féin had little or no role in it, but you're trying to now take over the issue in order for political gain. The situation is, as I mentioned, that the vote last week was on a non-binding, unfunded motion. Had it passed, it would not have been worth a euro to a single student nurse. Public pay is negotiated between government and unions. That's the way it's done. That's the way it should be done. Student nurses are paid for their fourth year. We did pay them during the pandemic as healthcare assistants in their first, second and third years because we thought the hospitals might be overwhelmed. Thankfully, they weren't, and they aren't now. We do pay the pandemic unemployment payment to student nurses who are asked to give up their jobs in nursing homes. And it is not the norm for people doing a degree course to be paid for their years as students.
Thank you, Tom.
That is the case for apprentices and cadets, but not for people doing a degree course.
Thank you.
But as I said earlier, where student nurses are filling in for staff nurses, where they're doing the work of a staff nurse, where they're acting up and filling
we're over time.
I strongly believe they should be paid for that work, just as student teachers are paid for substitution duties, and we'll be happy to engage in a grown-up, fact-based, mature way with the unions, as we always have, to come to resolution.